Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dovid Efun is the editor-in-chief and executive director, and he launched the Algemeine.com, the online presence of the Algemeine in 2012. He is speaking with us today on the outcome and the aftermath of the U.S. presidential elections, and we're going to be discussing whether President-elect Biden will be able to repair and to undo some of the domestic damage that was caused by the Trump administration. And we're going to be looking at taking the pulse and the temperature of things from the election perspective. Good afternoon, Dovid. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. And you refer to domestic damage. You've got to be more specific than that. Obviously, there have been very deep and heartfelt political differences in this country for some time. But I'm not sure what you're referring to as damage. Many people view Donald Trump in this country as having saved the country. Obviously, the other half of the country views him as having caused a lot of damage. But recognize on the outset that referring to his presidency as one that has caused of damage is a political position in the United States and certainly not a universally accepted truth.
Quite true. And I must apologize, Dovid. I'm just looking at what is in front of me, and I know that we're talking about very delicate issues. We're talking about a very heavily, highly contested election with the country pretty much split down the middle. So, yeah, let's backtrack a little. Avoiding any normative descriptions of the previous administration and the incoming administration, because best case scenario, we're going to offend about 50% of the population. What is going to happen? What is the handover and the transition from the Trump administration to the Biden administration going to look like? And what are things like at the moment as we're in between, as we straddle, the two administrations?
Well, as of this moment, you have a situation where the president has not conceded. Typically, what will happen is the results will be announced pretty soon after the election, and then the losing side will make a concession phone call and then a concession speech. And at that stage, you know, it's clear that we're ready to move on. Sometimes there have been very close elections, in which case there is a legal battle, which it looks like we're going to embark on right now, over, you know, the validity of the election. Now, certainly the vast majority don't expect that anything will change or be overturned. We haven't seen any significant evidence yet that there was enough foul play to actually overturn the results of the election. So it's understood in this country generally, and also by world leaders for the most part, that President Joe Biden is the president-elect and that Donald Trump has lost. Having said that, you know, he certainly is taking a very defiant tone and promising, you know, a string of legal challenges. We have some time to see exactly how they play out and what those legal challenges will look like, which I think at the very least, once they've gone, that process has been exhausted, will bring some closure to his supporters and help them move on. The expectation, I think, just based on Donald Trump's record, is that he may never officially concede and will continue to be a very loud and active presence in American politics.
Just talking about something which has historically, I mean, obviously the Trump administration, we can agree no matter what side. There were a number of precedents. There were a number of, we'd say, chidushim, different things, norm, and standard breaking and different things that are coming out, and the reluctance to concede from the Trump campaign is maybe one of those. And what we are seeing on our live feed here and support again within the Chai FM family reflects the larger divisions and splits in America and in other countries that have an opinion on America, which is everybody. There are obviously people, there are supporters that refuse to even accept that Biden is president-elect. We know that there'll probably be a recount in Georgia because the numbers are so close, they'll probably fall within the legal threshold where the Trump team can ask for a recount, and in maybe a couple of other battleground states as well. Is there a feeling of a timeline? Is there a cutoff point by which all the legal avenues can be exhausted? I'm thinking back, as you mentioned, of it to 2000 with Bush and Gore, with the lawsuit in Florida that went on for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, there's inauguration day, which I believe is January 20th. So, you know, you have a little bit of time between now and then to sort these things out. And I think, look, it is an important process, especially for supporters of President Trump, and especially since President Trump is not indicating that under any circumstances he's prepared to formally concede. You know, in a way, there's a sort of grieving process that people have to go to. You know, obviously they're very attached to their candidate, very passionate about their candidate. And, you know, they need to know that all avenues have been exhausted before, you know, arriving at a point where they're willing to really accept the results. So I think a little bit of compassion and understanding is necessary. I think it would be incredibly big-minded and unifying for Joe Biden to reach across the aisle and say something along the lines of, look, we're confident that we have won. Having said that, we recognize that there are legal challenges, and we recognize that pursuing those legal challenges are important to a big percentage of the country. You know, I support legal challenges. I expect that the result will be exactly the same. But, you know, I'm happy for American democracy to unfold in exactly the way that it needs to unfold. And that includes, you know, making sure that the election itself is free and fair and legitimate, and every vote is certified and every legal challenge is pursued, until we reach a point where the entire country can get behind the outcome, even if the majority of the country understands that this is the outcome, and there is no expected change at this moment. And certainly if he's going to be a unifier, as he's promised to be, showing some understanding and appreciation for what the other half of the country is going through and feeling, and the process that they need to go through, I think could go a long way to starting on exactly the foot that he is promising to start on as a unifier.
Well, that is the hope, isn't it, David? We speaking only as an outsider, and please, you are on the ground. You are closer to the heartbeat and the pulse because you are there. Is the mood positive? We're all obviously hoping that everything will happen in a democratic and legal way, that eventually all sides will be happy with the result, and there will be a recognition and an acceptance by both sides that this is the reality, this is how things are proceeding, that the handover will be peaceful and without incident. And what we see is obviously only through news headlines and social media offers a very distorted picture. It's very easy to imagine that things are a lot more inflamed when you look at Twitter and Facebook.
Asking for everybody to be happy is probably a stretch. I think what we need at this stage, what we hope for, is for everybody to accept the outcome of the election. Obviously you'll have half the country that are elated, and you'll have half the country that are really concerned about things and really sort of disappointed. But, you know, in the end of the day, politics is a pendulum. It does swing back and forth, and I think people on both sides of the aisle do recognize that. And I think in order to get to a place that's constructive and unified as a country and forward-looking, which I think is the key, you know, you do want to, you know, create this sort of, you know, make sure that both the concerns of both sides are addressed, and, you know, even if they're disappointed with the result, at least they're going to accept the result. You know, that's what the best that we can hope for at this stage, I think.
Well, we are hoping alongside with you, David. That's David Efyun, Editor-in-Chief and CEO of the Allgemeine. Thank you so much for joining us. The story is obviously not over, but we will hope that Biden's reputation from his time in the Senate and as vice president, as a someone who reached, who did reach across the aisle historically, that will be something that will help the country to find peace and reconciliation.
Yeah, absolutely, fantastic, and thank you for reaching out.